producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm taking your calls, your reactions to our new Obama law and apparently the new way that we're going to do business in Washington, because the Republicans are not doing anything about it. I apologize to JP in Minnesota. I was going to have him make some more comments. I kind of cut him off and started going to this USA Today article. Let me continue on with that. We were unable to get a hold of him, but it was the editorial board of USA Today that said Obama's wrong way to do the right thing, in their view. I don't think it was the right thing to do. I think we've tried this before. I think that the Simpson-Mazzoli Act that was passed in 1986 merely incentivized more illegal immigration. This is already incentivizing more illegal immigration. But this is what they said. They said, this is the editorial board of USA Today, different from most of the mainstream media, and they say his plan amounts to executive order overreach. Yes, absolutely. By taking such broad action through executive order, USA Today's editorial board says, Obama has set a precedent for future presidents. As hard as it might be for Democrats to believe, someday there will be a Republican president, as I mentioned earlier. Think about the many times that Ronald Reagan sent a bill to the House, and he said they pronounced it dead on arrival. Should he have just said, well, I've sent this thing over to Tip O'Neill 15 times. It's been 6 months, and he hasn't signed it. So I'm just going to go around Congress. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to sign an executive order. I'm going to rule by fiat. That's essentially the argument that Obama has put in. They point out more than a dozen times earlier in his presidency, actually Rand Paul said it was 22 times, according to his count, he told those who were pushing for such an order that he couldn't possibly sign one. He went before La Raza, the racist Hispanic group, and said, believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting, I promise you, not just on immigration reform. Yeah, that's right. It's not going to stop there. But that's not how our system works, said Obama. That's not how our democracy functions, says Obama. That's not how our Constitution is written. And they go on to say that going forward, if Democrats want to have their way on immigration issues, they should win more congressional elections. Well, evidently, they don't need to, because they can just bypass Congress and do whatever they want to with somebody in the White House who has their agenda. Let's go to Truth Raider in Oregon. Truth Raider, your comments.
Good afternoon, Mr. David. Good to talk to you again. How are you doing today?
Good to talk to you. What did you want to say about immigration?
Let me put this in a nutshell, David. The Truth Raider only goes by facts and figures that I can prove. This has been planned a long time ago in their agenda. This goes back to the Council of Churches, the Jesuit Order. It goes through all the corporations, and this is what's going on. Those people in power and in those positions are very upset with the traditional American people who worked all their lives, been successful and made money in this country and have built this country, have gotten fed up, and they're leaving the sinking ship. What's going on is they're panicking, be it the Federal Reserve System is the heart of it.
Yeah, I think we need to audit the Fed. I think that's a very clear point, and I think that is at the heart of it, is the Federal Reserve System. It's very interesting that our fiat currency, one of the things that really holds that up has been the petrodollar, and that's essentially was put in place at the same time that took us off of a gold standard. But now we see that Russia and China are trading settlements in yen, and that has gone up 800% in just a year. This is a story out of RT, and they said that Putin has come out and said that ruble-yen settlements will cut energy sales in U.S. dollars. In other words, it's a way to move America down out of the lifestyle that has been supported by our fiat currency that doesn't have anything essentially backing it. Once they switch, as they point out, settlements in domestic currencies in those countries, they can largely contribute to balancing the global economy by reducing the impact of the dollar. In other words, by reducing your purchasing power if you're an American. That's one of the many ways that we are going to suffer under these economic policies. And, of course, this massive immigration move is one way to take down our country economically. It's going to mean that we are never going to get away from crushing unfunded liabilities. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more of your calls. 877-789-ALEX.
When you're out on...
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, taking your calls. And just before the top of the hour, we had a caller that called in talking about impeachment. I went to this editorial board from USA Today saying that Obama has done the right thing the wrong way. I don't think he did the right thing, but he certainly did it the wrong way. They said what he has done amounts to executive overreach. And as Rand Paul has pointed out, 22 times Obama said he did not have the power to just bypass Congress. Here's one of the times that he actually said it at La Raza, the group that has made the race the basis for immigration policy, doing things to favor the Hispanic race. Here's what he told them.
Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. I promise you, not just on immigration reform. But that's not how our system works. That's not how our democracy functions. That's not how our Constitution is written.
There you go. And he says it's very tempting on a number of things. And, of course, he's already signaled that on a number of things, on something that is also going to have major transformational effects on our country in terms of climate change regulation. And that's essentially going to be cap and trade. It's going to be shutting down energy plants. It's going to be a massive restructuring, I would say a gutting of our economy. He says he's going to move along with that regardless of what the Congress does, regardless of their new majority. He doesn't think they can stop him. I don't think they will. Let's go back to JP in Minnesota. You want to make a comment about impeachment because, of course, Pat Buchanan says what Obama has done is an impeachable offense, but we shouldn't impeach him. Go ahead, JP.
Yeah, I was just listening to Ebola there. It just makes me want to puke. But hey, thanks for coming back to me, David. You know, I was talking about impeachment, and Buchanan says that we shouldn't do it because people don't support it. And that might be true, but that's only because the whole topic has been censored in the media. There's been no discussion of impeachment, and there absolutely needs to be. But, you know, you listen to all our talking heads, even the supposed conservative ones, and they all say the same thing. They all say they'll mention the word impeachment and just say, we're not even going there.
Yes.
It's like that you listen to Rush, Hannity, all of them.
Yes.
It's like they're parroting a talking point. We should ask mad.
Well, and the mainstream conservative political pundits are essentially giving them cover. They've gone home on vacation. They knew this was coming. They didn't come up with a plan for it. All they did when they came back after the election was pass the Keystone Pipeline for the ninth time. Then they head home, and then the talking heads in the media basically give them cover. Buchanan had a very harsh assessment and factual assessment of what Obama has done and says it's impeachable, but let's not impeach him. Then you have the Weekly Standard come out and say, you know what we need to do? We just need to vote to censure him. That doesn't mean anything. And then many of them just say, no, just give him a pass. We're not going to do anything. I mean, you've got some politicians, some of the GOP at the lower level who are talking tough, but even if they make a movement to do impeachment, they're not going to be supported by the GOP leadership. And so that brings up a question. What do you think, JP? I think that when you allow a crime to occur, I think you become an accessory to that crime when you help to cover it up and to give the criminal protection. Do you believe that?
I do, and you know, but the thing is, politically, if we take action now and try and reverse what he's done, that's going to be really bad for the Republicans. But, you know, I'm far more concerned about the dangers of Obama and what that can lead to. That's far
yes.
more dangerous
yes, yeah,
than
exactly.
the threat that the illegals here pose to us. So I say we welcome him, all the illegals, based on, you know, we just accept what this president has done and we move on with it. We welcome them. We quit talking about deporting them and we start talking about deporting Ebola.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think that's the key. It's far more important what happens to this country. It's far more important the legal precedents that are being set in our Constitution. That is far more important than the GOP's little political careers. And if they cared about this country more than they care about their political careers, they would do the right thing. And what they do when they say that they're not going to, it's the right thing to impeach him, but we're not going to do it because the voters will be angry with us in the next election. What they're essentially saying is that they have no character. They have no leadership ability. They're simply political whores who want to stay in office forever and collect all the cash and benefits. And that's what the GOP is really about. Let's take a quick look. Thank you, JP in Minnesota. Let's take a quick look again at this, the changing rules for illegal immigrants, as reported by the Washington Examiner. The new Department of Homeland Security rules under policies for the apprehension, detention, and removal of undocumented immigrants says that they're not really concerned about people that are committing offenses like drunk drivers or sex abusers or drug dealers or gun offenders. Anybody that's doing that, that's not really a top priority for them to deport. And they point out in this article that an illegal immigrant could spend up to 1 year in prison for a violent crime and still not be a top removal priority for the Obama administration. They don't even want to deport criminals. Of course, it's a criminal action to violate our immigration policies. But we can't deport them for that, but we can't even deport them for violent crime, for sex abuse, for drunk driving. Nothing gets them out of here. John Bound had a report about someone who was murdered in Oregon by a guy who repeatedly had had contact with the authorities and repeatedly was given a pass to stay in this country. Here's that report.
A convenience store confrontation ended in tragedy after a man suspected of being in the country illegally approached and stabbed a college football player to death. Police in McMinnville, Oregon, are still baffled as to why 33-year-old Juventino Bermudez Arenas attacked 20-year-old Linfield College student Parker Moore after entering a 7-Eleven convenience store last Saturday night. Police, however, say when Bermudez Arenas went back to the store, he allegedly refused orders to drop a knife in his possession, prompting police to open fire on him, killing him dead. Bermudez Arenas' family is also puzzled as to why he might have carried out the violent attack, as he reportedly did not have mental health issues, used drugs or drink, and was not involved in gang activity. Yesterday, investigators revealed Bermudez Arenas was likely living in the U.S. illegally, though he'd worked in the country since at least the year 2000. During a previous run-in with the law, he had given police a variation of his name, Juanantino Bermudez. Police say there is no connection between Moore and his assailant and that the attack appeared to be random. Moore was a college student majoring in business management. He was also a resident advisor and linebacker with the Linfield Wildcats, which just proceeded to the NCAA Division III playoffs after a shutout victory on Saturday.
Man of character, extremely talented. Three factors that are really hard to find when we're recruiting guys. And every coach that we had on our staff fell in love with Parker the minute we met him.
An investigation into the incident is still ongoing. It is not clear if Bermudez Arenas had ever come into contact with federal immigration agencies.
In fact, we're just beginning to recognize how much pain there is.
Infowars.com.
That was John Bowne's report on yet another murder by someone who's had multiple contacts with the government, multiple criminal contacts with the government, yet was never deported. And ultimately, it wound up with the death of an American football player, college student in Oregon. We're going to be right back with your calls. We're going to take Michelle in Florida, Marion in Michigan, and another Michelle, Michael, rather, Michael in Florida and Michelle. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter.
and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Monday, November 23rd, 2014. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin. We're going to be going to our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri at the bottom of the hour. But before we do, I've got a couple more phone calls to take. We've got Marlon in Michigan about amnesty, also Michelle. And then we're going to go to Michael in Florida, Ferguson. I'm going to try to fit everybody in. Of course, there's a couple of articles that you'll want to check out on InfoWars.com. There's an excellent article, "You Sold Out Our Nation," a scathing letter to President Obama. What you actually said to the citizens of this great nation, says the letter, is that you are an imperial king and you don't care what we, the people, want. And, of course, the fallout isn't just from the editorial board, let's say, of the USA Today saying that what he has done amounts to executive overreach. And if the Democrats want to have their way on immigration issues, they should win more congressional elections. We've also got Saturday Night Live spoofing the president. They took the idea of Schoolhouse Rock, where they talk about how a bill becomes law. And they've got a guy dressed up like a bill. And if you're watching this, you can see the picture here. He actually kicks the congressional bill down the hill. And then he's got standing next to him a thing that looks like a bill that says executive order, and the guy's just kicking back, smoking a cigarette like, this is fine. And he says, the guy in the middle talks about what's actually in the executive order, and the executive order says, what? And he actually pulls his head back in and looks in his armpit and he goes, oh, that's terrible. I can't believe that. But anyway, the congressional bill continually works its way back up the steps, and the president continually kicks it down. In other words, his contempt for the rule of law and the constitutional process is blatantly obvious to everybody. Even Saturday Night Live is making an issue out of it. And, of course, we've got another article where Kurt Nimmo breaks the economics of it down for us. It's up on InfoWars.com. Obama's executive action will finish off America. He says Obama's unconstitutional executive action to shield millions of undocumented immigrants, as the New York Times puts it, is a brazen effort to further impoverish the American middle class and convert the country into a third world wasteland. He has several sources here. One of these is Neil Monroe's article in the Daily Caller from Thursday, talking about how illegals will receive huge payments throughout the entitlement system. He points out that 47% of legal and illegal immigrants coming into this country and their children are classified as living at the poverty line or below the poverty line, which means that when they file their income tax payments, they will be eligible, he says. A family of two kids and an income of $20,000 would receive $14,500 in earned income tax credits. There you go. But it's not even there. That's not even the biggest part of the Cloward and Piven strategy. And many people don't understand what Cloward and Piven is. There are a couple of sociologists who were socialists. They wanted to tear this country down so they could rebuild their socialist utopia. In the same way that you see the character in Captain America, the most recent one, the Winter Soldier, say, we have to destroy America and then rebuild it the way we want it done. That was what Cloward and Piven, as social engineers, suggested back in the 1960s. And the way they said to do it was to create a massive entitlement state that could no longer be supported. And that's one way that it's going to happen. But a bigger way that it's going to happen is with local taxes. About 80% of your taxes are going to go to pay for schools, for building new schools, as this is rapidly ramping up, as we're importing everyone from any place in the world that wants to come live here in America. How are you going to pay for that? These are massive unfunded liabilities. And some of the states that have the biggest unfunded liabilities, the biggest walls of debt, as they put it, are the ones who are the most supportive of giving out more free benefits to people that want to move into this country to get the free benefits at the expense of the middle class and at the expense of the jobs for blue-collar workers. Now, earlier this year, Bloomberg was talking about California's $600 billion sinkhole. We had the San Jose Mercury talking about California's wall of debt is only a slice of its liability problem. And yet, just before the election, California was launching a student loan program for illegals. So it doesn't matter how far in debt they are, they're still going to go farther and farther in debt. Now, of course, you're going to be paying for that predominantly out of your homeowner's taxes. Okay? You're not going to your property taxes. You will never own your home. And in many ways, I guess you could kind of sum this up, the Hispanic saying, mi casa, su casa. In other words, my house is your house. It's an offering of hospitality. But this is really the other way around. This is them saying, your house is my house. They're saying, I don't care that you have a home. I'm going to move in and put myself in as a dependent upon you. You're going to provide education, health care, scholarships, in-state tuition, you name it. That's going to be provided, and there is nothing you can do about it. I'm making a demand. I want that. And regardless of what American citizens say at the ballot, they're going to put that in with their little emperor, Obama. Let's go to your calls now and get your comments. Let's go to Marlon in Michigan. Marlon, you had something you wanted to say about amnesty. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, David? I want to say this one thing, man. It's just that I feel like the Republican Party won't do anything. I mean, I saw two things that happened right after his speech. I mean, during his speech, it felt like he was very confident that no impeachment was coming. And then that Friday, it was two things that was just like I haven't really heard anybody talk about. It was the fact that all of a sudden, Lois Lerner emails got found.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was the Benghazi report comes out and there's no crime.
Yeah.
And my thing is that I feel like there's been a deal that's been struck basically saying, hey, they won't impeach him. You basically are going to give him cover. And then they revealed this stuff here, everything underneath the rug. I think the only thing that's left, possibly, is that CIA torture report that could possibly hang him and Bush. But I doubt that even does anything. Because
that won't go
like
anywhere.
That won't go anywhere.
They've had a back and forth. Dianne Feinstein got into a personal spat with the CIA because they tapped her lines and her staffers' lines. But beyond that, the guy who's going to take over the chairmanship of that, Burr from North Carolina, loves the NSA. He's said that there should never be any public hearings about what the NSA does. He's going to give them a blank check as well as the CIA. That report is never going to see the light of day. Mark Udall, who did not win re-election from Colorado, was very angry about that. He's on that Senate Intelligence Committee. He threatened to read the unredacted report into the Senate record, into the congressional record. Whether or not he will do that remains to be seen. I wish he would. We need to see that. But we're certainly not going to see it from the Republicans. They love the police state, the security state. They love the perpetual wars. And, of course, it is something that would embarrass the Bush administration if they were to read this torture report. So, yeah, we're not going to see that. We're not going to see them take any action because they don't want to see these reforms happen. And, of course, when you look at what happened with Benghazi as well as with the IRS, weren't those the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon, that he was using the IRS against his enemies? And yet they've used it to a far greater extent than Nixon ever imagined. And, of course, there's the issue of the covert wars, and we've seen that happening over and over again in the Obama administration. The corruption that Obama has owned is now being owned by the Republicans. His refusal to fire staff when they did the wrong thing shows that he approves of his staff who broke the law. The GOP's refusal to take action when Obama and his staff do the wrong thing shows that the GOP also approves of that and has become an accomplice, an accessory to the crimes. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with our reporters from Ferguson. I'll take a couple more of your calls. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, everyone. My Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. My apologies to the callers who called in and talked about Obama's amnesty program. We're going to move on to Ferguson. We're going to go to our reporters in Ferguson in just a moment, and we'll take Michael in Florida's call about Ferguson as a lead-in. Before we do, this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Silver Bullet. It's back now, even though it's in limited supply. Once that runs out, it's going to take us about 6 weeks to get more of it in because it is a very difficult thing to make in these kinds of high concentrations. It's concentrated to 30 parts per million. It's in a pure base of deionized water. It's free of toxic artificial additives. There's never been a more important time to have a powerful and clean form of colloidal silver within reach for you and your family. Go to InfoWarsLife.com to order your Silver Bullet now or call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. It could run out very soon. Like I said, it's going to be a long time. This is cold and flu season. So now is a good time to get Silver Bullet. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you wanted to talk about Ferguson. We're going to go to our reporters in Ferguson in just a moment. What was your comment?
Well, I wanted to say racial barriers should have been torn down. That way it wouldn't be a useful weapon for the establishment. But Obama warned us in the fiscal speech of 2011 that he was going to remove different fundings from the people and give it to the military and science. And then a couple years back when he was talking about the fiscal cliff, that was kind of our warning before destruction, kind of. But
Yeah, we haven't seen any decline, have we, in the spending for the military-industrial complex, even though we seem to be they're talking about a decline. Of course, we see the federal deficit just exploding. It's now over $17 trillion. We're closing in now on $18 trillion. At some point, there's going to be a massive implosion of our economy. And, of course, we can see that starting to begin right now as Obama is also revving up the new Cold War. We see, as I pointed out earlier, that Russia and China are going around the dollar and directly dealing with each other. And once they do that, once that's established by Brazil, Russia, India, China, the BRICS, once they establish that and move around the petrodollar, that's going to have tremendous economic consequences for us, as it will with the blanket amnesty, the millions of people that have been brought in as part of an entitlement program. And then Obama is going to do more. He's going to shut down our energy usage in the name of climate change regulation. Was there anything else you wanted to say about Ferguson, Michael?
Yeah, I wanted to say what they're doing is they're gearing up, because you remember Obama's mentor, he said he needed a big crisis.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, he's building up a crisis baton to pass on to the next person. But like you said about solutions earlier, I think the InfoWar is the solution, and that we should bring lawsuits and investigations and vote on, hey, let's investigate these corrupt officials instead of allowing them to continue to doing a bad job in America.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we can allow Obama to get away with this. If we do, it's going to have serious consequences for our form of government. But I think it's going to have to be brought back, and it's going to have to be stopped at the state and the local level. Thank you so much, Michael. Let's go to our reporters now in Ferguson.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. I'm standing in the parking lot across from the Target in Ferguson. This is the area that back in August they had roped off and they were using for a police compound, a main command center. Well, right now, so far, all that is here is a lot of your mainstream media vehicles out here. They're doing a lot of broadcasts from the area. But the building that we showed you the other day, the vacant lot between Foot Locker and the Target, has been covered up completely. Yesterday, there was a large police presence behind that building. And then today, there was a large presence as well earlier. So they're definitely starting to move in mass numbers. Last night, we saw a larger police presence outside of the police department in Ferguson. They were a little bit more well organized because they had a lieutenant who usually doesn't work at this precinct, but he came in and took charge, and things were not as violent. But they still are impeding on our First Amendment. A journalist last night by the name of Tyler Yinks, out of a source in New York, he was arrested for standing on the sidewalk simply just for taking pictures.
Wow. Now, you filed a report. You had some pictures of some people that were in plain clothes. You want to talk about that? You said it looked like they might have been special ops type of guys or former special op guys hired as contractors.
Yes, we were standing outside of the Clayton Justice Center yesterday, Jakar Jackson and I, and we were doing some reports about how they've been barricading up specific buildings in the area. Even some of the buildings in that area, some of the businesses went as far as boarding up their windows as well. One of the buildings had completely barricaded off their stairwell so looters, anybody like that, couldn't run in. When we got done with the report, I was walking back to the vehicle, and I noticed a group of about 7 to 8 men standing in a large circle. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, these guys got, they have beards, they had your standard almost like your military contractor type uniforms on, khaki pants, big green jackets. I started looking closer, they had the American flag patches on. A lot of the guys had earpieces in. They all had the Iraqi Afghanistan scarf, the black and white checker one that you see the local nationals wear over there. And I watched them for a while, and it was just very suspicious. They all got into 3 different vehicles and drove off. But it looks like they're going to be staying in that area. I kept an eye out for those men around the Ferguson PD last night at the protest. I didn't see any, but there was a couple of people who didn't fit in quite so well. Some guys that were walking around with backpacks on. I saw one. Another streamer saw one as well. It was very odd, but they're sending 100 FBI agents in. There's 1,000 more police officers. There's National Guard. Right now, there's more law enforcement and police officers here than there is overseas in combat right now.
Maybe that was some guys from the Asymmetric Warfare Group, Joe. You know, we went through AP Hill, where they have built there, as well as in Camp Lejeune. They built American cities, small towns, rural areas to practice controlling the American public. And evidently, they want to get some real experience there in Ferguson. I would imagine that's why they're there. What about National Guard? Have you seen a lot of uniformed National Guard there?
I haven't seen any here personally, David, but there's a lot of pictures that are popping up on Twitter and Facebook. People have seen them in surrounding areas, and it almost fits in with the picture that I had sent Kit Daniels, who did the article with the red line where the Kettling was going to be involved, where they're going to set up National Guard around the area and then eventually close in on the violence if it breaks out. But there hasn't been anything here in the heart of where everything's going on thus far.
Well, right now, where you're standing, it looks like it's pretty quiet. What's going on with protesters in the area? Are they in another area, or has that stopped?
No, there's going to be a protest tonight around 7 p.m. Central. It'll be in the Shaw area, where there was a killing back in October. There's supposed to be a lot of protesters meeting there tonight, so it's possible we're going to take a trip down that way. It's about 30 minutes away, and see what's going to go on out that way. Thus far, there hasn't been a lot of police in this area since we got out here in the past 45 minutes. Everything seems a little quiet. There was a large setup of police off to my left last night, and they were driving up and down through the area following protesters around. The protesters were following them. There was convoys back and forth from West Florissant back to the police department, back to West Florissant. So it was almost like a cat and mouse game going on last night as well.
You know, we were expecting to hear a verdict on Friday. Most people thought the grand jury was going to deliver its verdict on Friday. Now people are saying that they think it's going to happen tomorrow. Is that what you're hearing a lot?
Yeah, roger that. We're hearing that the grand jury will convene one more time on Monday, and is supposed to finish up any last words and then come to a conclusion on what they're going to say. And sometime tomorrow we should find out whether or not Officer Darren Wilson will be indicted on these charges. So from that point on, things will definitely heat up, and we're going to be here bringing up-to-date reports as it happens. You know, like I said, there's 1,000 extra cops in the area. There's National Guard on the way. There's these special forces-looking guys. Things are starting to heat up.
Well, we're going to be talking to Jakari Jackson right after the break, and I want to get his reaction to this story that just happened over the weekend in New York. Yet another police shooting of yet another innocent man. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson from Ferguson, Missouri. Stay with us.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process.
Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri, awaiting the grand jury indictment there, whether it is going to be an indictment or whether they're going to allow the officer to go free. We just spoke to Joe Biggs, and now we're going to go to Ja'Kari Jackson to give us his assessment. And I want to get Ja'Kari's reaction to what just happened this weekend, a shooting in New York City. Ja'Kari, are you there?
I am, David. Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from Ferguson, Missouri. Now, David, with the particular stories that you were telling me about the young man in the stairwell, can you go over all those details again?
Yeah, basically what happened was you had it was in a project in Brooklyn. You had a man walking with his girlfriend of several years, walking up the stairs, and they were on the seventh floor. It's called the Pink House Project in Brooklyn. A couple of officers came in. They were doing what they called a top-down patrol. They entered the stairwell. and one of the officers pulled out a gun and shot this man in the chest. And then they left. They didn't call any medical help or anything. The guy bled out there, was arrived dead on arrival. And this is what the lady who was with him, her name is Butler, the guy who was shot and killed, his name is Mr. Gurley. She said they didn't present themselves or nothing and shot him. As soon as he came in, the police opened the door to the 8th floor staircase. They didn't identify themselves at all. They just shot. And then they didn't call for help, didn't call an ambulance, and he died. Now, the interesting thing, I think, Jakari, is that, you know, this clearly is, I think, everything that we were told initially had happened in Ferguson with Michael Brown. That narrative was allowed to build for quite some time in Ferguson before the Ferguson police came out with some exculpatory evidence that would clear the officer. Nevertheless, here, that is not happening. Here we had the police commissioner come out right away, and this is what the police commissioner in New York said. He said, what happened last night was a very unfortunate tragedy. The deceased is totally innocent. He just happened to be in the hallway. He was not engaged in any criminal activity. So basically, he's essentially saying that, hey, you know, this really was a hands-up, don't shoot, except they didn't even get a warning. There wasn't even a hands-up. There wasn't any order given. The guy, they saw the guy standing there with a woman and just pulled out a gun and shot him in the chest. I mean, you know, what's your reaction to that? I just cannot believe that we live in a country where that kind of thing is happening.
Yeah, that's a horrible story, David, just in the similarities to the Mike Brown shooting. Regardless of what happened with Mike and Officer Darren Wilson, one of the things that people keep harping on out here, and rightfully so, is the amount of time that Mike Brown was left to pretty much bleed out in the street.
Yes.
You know, no chance of respiration, no chance of getting to a hospital and potentially having a contradictory story. So it's very alarming to me that these things continue to happen, not just to the people here in Ferguson, Missouri, but all around the country. You know, and people are asking me on Twitter, you know, what do you think about these racial shootings and all that? And I care just about as much about what happened here in Ferguson as the guy in New York, as Kelly Thomas, who was white, as the young man in Bastrop right outside of Austin who got tased and fell down and busted his head open.
Yeah.
You know, I care about all these people. It's not so much a racial issue to me. Do these things happen to minorities quite a bit? Yes, they do. But they also happen to, you know, white college girls who get arrested for jogging. You know, all kinds of craziness going on.
You know, a white collar girl, a white girl. But remember the video where the officer just comes out of nowhere and does like a body slam and knocks her into a park bench there?
Oh, yeah. I believe it was after some type of football game or some type of championship, and they were having some type of rally outside. And that video is actually, it's in the Cobra intro, where mm-hmm. the cop just runs it up and he hockey checks the girl and flips her backwards over a park bench. All types of crazy things like that.
So we need to have a real discussion about what the legitimate use of force by the police is and what is illegitimate and what is going to be done about it, what kind of oversight they're going to have. That is a tremendous problem throughout this country, and it affects everybody, whether they're living in the city or the country, whether they're rich or poor, black or white. It affects everybody, and yet we see this case in Ferguson. I believe that it was they let this thing run for a while, trying to build up tension deliberately, because I think Obama wanted to play the race card in this election, and it didn't work. Now, the other thing that's interesting about this case in New York, to me, is that at the same time this incident happened, about these two cops walking into the stairwell, they see a man accompanied with a woman walking up the stairwell, no orders, nothing, they just pull out a gun, shoot the guy in the chest, and kill him. At the same time that happens, we see an analyst filing suit against the New York City Council because there was a report that was put out looking at excessive force in the New York City Police Department. It was put out by the same police commissioner who just said basically there was no criminal activity. In other words, taking the side of the innocent man who was killed, not trying to talk that down or make any excuses whatsoever for the officer who did that. He didn't say anything about the officer as far as I know, but he didn't make any excuses either. Nevertheless, he was making excuses a while back. There was a report about excessive force, and this analyst who brought it to their attention said, wait a minute, I think you're Grubering the data here, although he didn't use that phrase, but essentially the same thing that Jonathan Gruber's doing. We can go in, you can massage the data to make it say anything that you want. He complained about that internally. They didn't do anything about it, and so he said essentially, I said, finally, screw it, something needs to be done. I contacted my journalist friends and some city council members, and he went public with the information. At that point, the New York City Council fired him. as a whistleblower. He is now suing them for that. And so we see that the police are, even though this is a chronic condition, a chronic situation everywhere, and even though he's been upfront about this, I think, to try to defuse things in New York, because if this happens in a stairwell in New York at the same time this Ferguson verdict comes out, and if they let the policemen go there, that's going to be massive riots in New York. So he had to talk that down. Yet, I don't really believe they want to do anything about excessive force. They pick these ambiguous cases, as Paul Watson pointed out, and they avoid really doing anything to change the way it's structured.
That's exactly right, because the situation is, David, is these things continue to happen, the policies don't change. You know, they always want to brush it off as some rogue guy, but you think about the situation that happened in Houston with the schoolgirl who refused to get off her cell phone, cops slammed her to the ground and put a knee in her face. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's the same tactic for, you know, some 350-pound guy with a knife as it is for a, you know, 90-pound schoolgirl. The problem is the tactics, the problem is the training, or lack of training for that matter. You send these guys out there and you just let them loose and hope for the best. That doesn't work. These guys need to be properly trained. And to the fact that Joe was speaking on earlier, the policeman who was running the show last night, you know, even though we had some arrests and some other things going on, the officers last night were very much, much more well-behaved than we had seen them in previous nights. And that's due to the proper leadership, and a lot of people in the community like that guy who was out there. So I hope those things can continue, but still, we can't just brush this off and say, okay, we'll burn this guy so we don't have another Ferguson happen here in New York City. No, you have to change the policies and let the people know that you are really trying to do something that's in their better interest.
Absolutely. And I hope that the situation in New York does not turn into something that is merely racial, because, of course, there are racial overtones to this situation as well, and there is a racial aspect to it. But as you pointed out, this is happening to everybody. We had the police in New York. Remember when they were chasing a suspect in New York? They just fired like 9 rounds.
It wasn't outside of the Empire State Building. It was outside of some building. And then they're like, so many people shot, like 9 people shot, and the headlines almost made it seem like the guy did the shooting. Like, no, the police, it was like that scene from Pulp Fiction. You know, they pull out the guns and shoot everything except the guy.
Exactly.
You know? And it
would be funny if it wasn't so serious. And yet,
yeah.
You know, that was not racially motivated. There has to be something done about the rules of engagement. But, you know, they're talking about this situation, and immediately you've got a former city councilman in New York put a racial spin on it. He goes, so here's an unarmed black 28-year-old in the stairwell, 2 officers, 1 Asian, 1 white, fully armed. He's unarmed. They meet him on the stairwell. He winds up dead with a bullet in his chest. I want to hear the justification for this one. Don't tell me the hallway was dimly lit. That's no reason to kill a black man on a stairwell. Now, okay, so there is difference in races between the people, but there has to be rules of engagement. There has to be external oversight of the police to keep this from happening to anyone. And the fact that it's happening more frequently to blacks, that's important, but it's not the only thing that matters here. It's the rules of engagement and the oversight that something needs to be done about. I hope that that's what people are going to push for with Ferguson as well as here in New York.
Yes, a lot of people we meet out here, you know, there's a diverse crowd. You know, predominantly we have seen a large group of blacks out there, but there are also white people out there, Asian people out there, people with anonymous masks on. You don't know what race they are. But, you know, people, they come together in unity, you know, old, young, white, black, whatever. And they just say, we want oversight. We want accountability for these officers and the actions that they take. You know, because so often it's, you know, occasionally they will burn somebody just to put a happy face on it. But we have to have from the ground up, the top ground up, top down, whatever it has to be, to get these guys in line and also hold them accountable. You know, for all the accountability we talk about here, we see an officer go F yourself, got fired or suspended or whatever. I still haven't heard anything happened to the guy who was out there aiming a gun at people in the crowd.
That's,
you know,
right.
And that was the first day we got here on that Tuesday after Mike got shot, aiming guns, putting sniper dots on people's chest. As far as I know, nothing's happened to that guy. He hasn't been disciplined in any way at all that I know of.
That's right. Well, we're running out of time. You're going to be there tomorrow, of course, if the verdict is released. We'll be having coverage of that live on InfoWars tomorrow. We'll be back at 11 Central or 12 Eastern. Stay with us.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNlive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.